today being a tech day, I kind of want to go over some of the ways that you can use your technology to benefit you, because every day it seems like that we go on forward, the technological companies, the big wigs, the big conglomerates are using tech against us. So how can we use it for us to benefit from? I mean, even if you have next to no tech like me and you're only on mobile devices. So today's backlog, I don't know how it's going, but let's just do it. Technology over the years has just kind of progressed, and within the last decade, it's really been a rapid fire movement. It's just been going faster and faster and faster. And so I see people all the time talking about how they're not sure how they can use the technology they have available to them to benefit from. Even really old technology. I mean, I've seen people take computers from the 80s and early 90s, put it online today onto DSL, 56K modems and over the phone lines, and they realize that now that a lot of the traffic has moved outside of the phone line, that there's a little bit more speed to take advantage of in that case. And there's many different things that the old technology is offering in a new age. For example, using an Apple IIe that has no internet connection whatsoever to do your finances is actually probably safer than trying to actually keep your finances on a web page, website that uses cloud storage that can easily, well, maybe not easily, but can be hacked and can be taken over. And so you have this point of view where some old technology is actually better than new technology, depending on how you use it. And so that's kind of what I want to get into, is how using technology to benefit you is really going to make the difference. So if you have technology that can't go online, then using that for anything personal and you want to keep private is better, because it can't be put online. Even though the storage saving devices for those might not be as good, it's still very useful. And when I say not as good for the memory, I do mean there's tons of older style memory, floppy drives at 3.5, that really don't store your memory forever. There's a really easy way to delete memory off those. Magnets can destroy those. And so you have to look at how you store differently compared to how you use. And now let's say you have technology that's just kind of like Windows 95 and Windows 98. Some of that technology back then, especially like Windows 98, before the SC2 pack, it was actually a pretty dang decent system. It was really easy for people to manipulate the system, so you could easily go ahead and like take video games and you could put them onto the hard drive by copying them or burning them off of the floppies or the CD when those finally came out, and then running it on through, installing it through the hard drive as if these new file saves were the actual disk or diskette. And so there's multiple different ways you can manipulate those systems to benefit you. I mean, when I was on Windows 98 back in 98, 99, I was actually able to like get copies of programs and then open up the program where it says, did this person pay in the code? Was able to change that to yes and get free opened up packages of these programs and not have to pay a dime. So I mean, it's probably not the best ethically, but especially nowadays, it probably doesn't matter nearly as much, and you're just trying to use the system to its fullest, right? So then if you go a little bit further and you say, okay, well, I have technology from the early 2000s, and technology from the early 2000s can still be used online in a lot of cases, super slow, but still very possible. There's a lot of things it won't run, and there's a lot of attack techniques that hackers use that it just won't work on. But at the same time, systems like Windows XP, Windows 2000, those are extremely poor systems to try to run nowadays, because the attack vectoring for them is like basically you have a lot of robots out there just trying to attack them. And so the second you put those online, they're getting attacked, they're being under attack. And so you have this difference between knowing which system to put online and knowing which system to not put online. And basically, if it's 5 years or older, I really wouldn't want you to actually put that online, because that's very dangerous nowadays, because just the amount of robotic attacking and stuff like that that happens every day, it's unbelievable. And until you actually start putting these things online and trying to secure them, that's when you start to realize just how insecure they really are. And some of the like Windows operating systems from back then, the operating system was not secure, so therefore that's why you don't want to get them online. But we can still like take newer devices, put them online, download the packages, put it onto an external storage device, put that storage device onto the older computer, and then use it to its fullest. And then if you have anything from 2004 to, let's say, 2014, 15, 16, you have a pretty safe vectoring. The further up, as you get closer and closer to nowadays, you get a little bit more secure, a little bit more secure. But ultimately, you still want to be more cautious than what you would be nowadays, just because no one is building supports to protect those systems, and those systems are still under attack, just like I said before. So how can we utilize tech to our advantage? Okay, so you've pretty much heard me explain in the backlog how you can use older tech to really, you know, do what you're needing to do. And so, like I said in there, tech over 5 years old, it just really becomes extremely vulnerable. So that's one reason why people are trying to update their phones every 4 to 5 years. This is why people are doing all these things. And even phone companies and computer companies are designing their systems to not last more than 2.5-3 years. Because, I know it sounds crazy, hear me out, it's really because of the attacks being made. I mean, it only takes a few months to really for hackers to find out loopholes and ways to attack all these systems. And then after about 2 years, companies no longer want to support, companies no longer want to build supports, and they just kind of want these systems to fade away into the dark. And that's absolutely okay, but if you're still having these systems, you got to find a way to use them to benefit you instead of just sitting around collecting dust and being worthless at your disposal. Okay, so let's say you have low-grade tech. Let's say you have a cell phone, or you do have tech that's at the back end of the five-year mark. Like, how can you be using that to your advantage? Well, simply these systems, they can still download. You can still download on one and then transfer to another, or you can still use it online. You can still get programs for it. A lot of the newer programs still probably work for it. You might have to download a patch or two. You need to start learning how to check and do checksums and verifications with PGP keys, so that way you can guarantee you're not getting a falsified or an altered version of whatever you're trying to install, use, or download. And so, let's put it this way. Using your device for specific tasks are probably going to be more of the goal on older tech. Like I said before, like if you can't go online, it's really good for private data. So what can you do with a five-year-old cell phone that you wouldn't want to do with a one-year-old cell phone? Well, with a five-year-old cell phone, you can actually turn it into a server. You can download different programs to easily make it a usable server, and as long as it has an internet connection, you're good to go. And with tech, especially cell phones right now, 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 3-year-old cell phones, they can actually use Wi-Fi better than cell phones right now, 1 year ago and 2 years ago, because the programs as we have them now, the cell phones are designed to, okay, I need a SIM card, or I need a tower connection, or I need verification from the company that this is an acceptable device or an acceptable line in order for you to use a lot of, like, using a phone over Wi-Fi, VoIP, voice over internet protocol, or things like that. So if you're wanting to bypass, like having to pay for a phone bill or something, you have to find a program that allows you to receive a phone number in some sort. So a 5-year-old cell phone, 4-year-old cell phone, 3-year-old cell phone doesn't have that. So if you have an older cell phone and you don't want to pay for a connection to phone lines or whatever, you can actually use Wi-Fi better than you could with a newer cell phone. And so there's lots of people out there right now where they get jailbroken phones and jailbroken operating systems, because what that means is that you're able to use it for more things than you should have been able to. You're able to root it, you're able to change it, you're able to manipulate what's going on. And then also devices up to about 3 years old on cell phones, you can actually get like fully open operating systems, fully Linux systems and things like that. So there's more potential with those systems and those operating systems, to open, the better Linux and things like that, and it just requires you to learn a bit more. And so those are just a few options with low-grade tech. Like, for example, I mine on mobile phones. I can mine on just about anything, it seems like. I have the special fun way of getting even PlayStations, Xboxes, PSPs, 3DS, Nintendo 3DSs, to mine cryptocurrency, whether it's XMR, Turtle, or Ravencoin. That's not the point. The point is that I can get it to happen. And the older the device, the harder it actually is to get to mine, because of how mining works. And they're always trying to increase hash rate. They're always trying to get it to where it's not even logical to do, but it's still very possible to do. And so having these, like I said, specific tasks for your device as it gets older and older becomes more logical than trying to have like you do with a common modern cell phone, where it's your phone line, it is your internet line, it is your desktop, it is everything. You can print from it, you can make images from it, you can do podcasting from it, videos from it, video editing on it. And that is what we mean. So with mobile devices, your cell phones and stuff, the older it is, the more specific tasks you need it. The newer it is, the less you might want to use it for your actual personal data. And unless you open it up and you have an open software that you can go ahead and ensure the security on it. Because it's just because it's a low-grade tech, just because it's older tech, and just because it's a cell phone, doesn't mean you can't use it as a desktop or anything like that. It really comes down to what you're needing and what's available for that device. Okay, so now say you have a high-grade tech device, which are a few cell phones, and they're going to be less than 6 months old. Or, better yet, most people are going to refer this to having a computer that's less than 2 years old. Because, yeah, if you have a computer and you bought it and it's a 2020 edition computer, okay, you got a higher tech version computer, most likely, even if it is a low grade computer like a Chromebook. But if you bought a large gaming computer that is from 2017, then you're probably going to be considering that a low grade tech device, just because of the power and the abilities that actual device has compared to one year newer. And so, keeping in mind, like I said earlier, like, there's all these companies are doing everything they can to make 2 year devices obsolete, 2 to 3 year devices obsolete. And it's not that it makes it obsolete, it's just you have to change how you use it. So what about these higher grade devices? Well, these higher grade devices can really multitask nowadays. We have multi-threading, we have all sorts of different ways to get the CPU to process higher. We have multi-core processors. And so if you're looking at, you have a 4-core, 8-core processor, and they can do multi-threading, you can actually have your computer do two or three tasks at the exact same time. Like you can be editing video on one side and playing a game on the other side, still on the same screen, or two monitors. You can have up to, four, 16 monitors running, all each one doing something different. And so now it comes down to, when you have higher grade technology, you have tons and tons of more options, but how you use those options are really going to make the difference. So let's say you want to do like video editing or audio editing, or you're recording and you need to be doing something else in the back end. Well, there's a lot of times you can set up on your device to perform in background. Even on my cell phone, I can set a lot of operations to just perform in the background. I can go and hit a certain button on my phone and then click on the options tab and say, okay, split screen and run in background. Well, your higher tech devices a lot of times do that automatically for you, and you might just need to go into your settings and change the settings. And so your higher grade the technology is, you get to a point where you can literally do just about anything on it, because it is higher grade, it is multi-threading, it does have all the power behind it. And so you might want to do things like run a NAS or a type of storage device, a mass storage device on your computer that you want to use as a personal cloud, and at the same time still use that computer for everything you want to do. You might want to mine a small altcoin or an easier to mine altcoin while you're doing your coding. And so you need to look at, am I doing something that's taking up a lot of CPU power, or is it not a lot of CPU power? And once you start like having your task manager, so you can see how your CPU is handling as you do this or doing that while you're doing these things, you can really start to use the system to do more. And a lot of people nowadays, I think they use in higher technology computers for streaming, gaming, and editing. Those are the main courses of what they're using them for. I mean, mining is still being done always on any technology, but mining isn't really the high course for some of the higher technology devices. And I always tell people, regardless of what computer you have or device you have or phone you have, if you're not using it, mine on it. Okay, most of your computers, especially since about somewhere in the 2000 era, they don't actually stop being taking electricity. As long as it's plugged in, it's absorbing electricity, it's using electricity. And so if you need to do something, you need to render, or you need to do something, it's always a good idea to do that when you're not using it. And even nowadays, if you have a newer Macintosh, or you have a newer Windows or a newer Linux, you can render while you're building, while you're coding, while you're watching videos. And so, like I said earlier, running like a NAS while you're doing stuff. So you could actually have a cloud, a personal home cloud, running through the same computer that you use to play your video games on. And as long as you're not pushing the elements and the CPU power of that video, with that video game, you won't really see too much of a difference with your storage, with your cloud, because you have the CPU power, you have the RAM power, you have the this and that to do that. And I've even seen computers where they have two different video cards, so that way they can run simultaneously a video game on two screens, so they can use the system and have games that are one player only be able to do two player. And that requires a little manipulation, where, for example, you might need two actual discs and two disk drives as well. And you get to a point where some of these computers actually pretty much run two completely separate computers, but through the same CPU or the same motherboard. And that's where higher technology really makes a difference. It's multitasking becomes key on any device that's like 6 months or newer, that obviously is going to cost you a pretty penny to get. Okay. So let's just run that down. Older technology, got to be a little bit more specific. Newer technology, multitasking is ultimate. Breeze, it's really useful. You can do more with it. And if we're willing to pay the extra price for higher CPU, higher RAM, higher whatever goes into that dang machine, well, then obviously your output is going to be much higher as well. And so don't be afraid if you have just a two-year-old cell phone and you're thinking, well, now I can't use that as a desktop. Actually, you can. You might need to be a little more cautious. You might need to be running through VPNs, be worried what VPN you're using, all these things. And just remember that everything boils down to what you're willing to do. If you're willing to take a mobile phone that you've had lying around in a desk drawer for 2 years or 3 years, and you want to set up to mine you a little bit of XMR or BTC or Turtle Coin, by all means, go for it. Learning the process of how to do this stuff is going to be more beneficial for you than the actual device. So as those devices get older, you need to increase your ability with that device. You need to increase how you know how to do stuff and how can you do stuff with that operating system, that device, that whatever, that machine, or else you're ultimately going to be having it sitting around collecting dust. And if it's still plugged in, pulling electricity. So don't be afraid to try something new. And just like that, this outro is sponsored by Private Paper Generator. That's right. You can go ahead and develop and build your own private thoughts privately without storing anything to a server. And with the new UI, you can really do it with a breeze. So go ahead, if you're on Anchor, click the button on your screen, 3dd.in/ppgen. And write your own private paper and start your news chain today.